Now, I'd like to welcome my next guest who've joined us, one in studio and one on the phone. And they're going to talk to us a little bit about a lovely young woman called Lily Gaynor. Now, Lily was from Kilmoyley and she was very well known. She was known in GAA circles. She played football. She worked in CH Chemist here in Tralee. And I certainly knew her to see, and I think an awful lot of people did. And sadly, Lily passed away very, very suddenly in April of last year. And you can just imagine what the shock was, because she was only 19 years old and she hadn't been sick or anything. And I can remember the shock waves that went through Tralee town and beyond when Lily passed. And the reason we're talking about her is that a tractor run to raise money for the organisation Cry Ireland, and Cry stands for Cardiac Risk in the Young. The tractor run is being held to raise money for Cry Ireland, and that is happening very soon. And we're going to talk about the organisation Cry Ireland, and we're also going to talk about Lily and her family and the tractor run itself. So I'm delighted to welcome Martin Wolfe, who has joined me here in studio, and Shane O'Flynn from Cry Ireland, who's a volunteer with Cry Ireland, who's on the phone. I know Martin is here, but I hope you're there, Shane, are you?
I'm here, thanks.
Lovely.
Thanks very much.
Lovely to talk to you as well. You might tell us a little bit about the organisation Cry Ireland, first of all, Shane.
Yeah, so thanks, Deirdre, and thanks very much for having us on to speak today about to the people's carry about Cry Ireland and this wonderful fundraiser. Cry Ireland, we're a registered charity based in Talla in Dublin. We're committed to supporting families impacted by sudden cardiac death, or some people might know it as sudden adult death syndrome, SADS, of a young person, and also those living with diagnosis of an inherited cardiac condition. And I suppose the main mission is just that what we do and what I'm involved in from the Family Support Programme is we provide free emotional support services to families. But we also facilitate access to screening, supporting research and awareness initiatives for people across the island of Ireland affected by inherited cardiac conditions or the loss of a young person due to the condition, you know.
And is the organisation on the go for very long?
It's on the go since I think 2001. It was originally set up by the Green family, and I had a loss in my own family, and that's how I got involved with Cry back in 2021.
Okay.
That's when I really got involved.
I'm sorry to hear that, Shane. And may I ask you to tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so Kevin, he was only 34. He was fit as a fiddle. He was a brilliant soccer player, very fit man. And I was playing soccer with him every week. And the one week I wasn't there, would you believe, he was on the pitch and he collapsed to the ground and passed away. Unfortunately, there was no CPR done on him at the time, and by the time the defibrillator got to him, it was too late. Now, we had 10, this was back in 2015, we had 10 days in the CUH with him, and tragically, he passed away. So, yeah, so that's how I eventually found Cry myself, and ever since I've become a volunteer. Actually, it was more 2020-21 when I became involved with the Family Support Programme when that was set up.
Oh, very good. And you're a volunteer ever since. Well, fair play to you, because it's a lovely thing to do to remember him, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It is, absolutely. Oh, well, it's fantastic, really. It's a fantastic organisation, you know.
It sounds like it. And let's talk to Martin now. Martin, you're so welcome. Lovely to talk to you. And where are you from yourself?
Ardfert.
Ardfert. Yeah. And would you have known Lily and her family?
I'd known the family, Eamon and Martina, since, I don't know, I'm living in Ardfert with about 30 years, so I guess I'd know them. That long. You'd meet him in odd weekend, things like that, you know.
Yeah.
Conan Martinez from Ardfert, just above the village, this side of it, in Tubrid.
Yeah.
Eamon is back in Oysterhall.
Okay.
Gainer's there, Eamon Gainer. There,
okay.
Yeah. So I'd know him. I'd meet him weekends, things like that, to get to know him, you know. So I've known him since then, and
It was a massive shock, wasn't it, at the time when Lily passed?
That was terrible, terrible, terrible. It's still hard to fathom at times, you know.
Yeah.
Think of it, but...
And how did the whole idea for the tractor run come about?
Well, the thing, We've been doing runs every year since 20 for various charities in and around Kerry, Tralee. We do palliative care, we've done the Health Link bus and what have you. And this year, early this year, we were deciding on what charity we would do, you know. So it was brought to our attention about Cry. I never heard of him. I had no idea about him. So we'd done a bit of research, done a bit of talk, and we found him. We met Elaine, another lady with Cry, and Shane. So kind of took it from there, and here we are. So we're doing the run in aid of Cry, in memory of Lily.
Of Lily. And will you tell me something now, and excuse the ignorance, but what exactly is a tractor run? I've only a vague idea of what's involved, but I'd like to know.
What isn't it, I guess? It's vintage enthusiasts, mostly, vintage tractors. It's kind of like a show and a parade. They'll all show up in the day, as many as we can, and line them up and go off for a run. So our run this year is back into Barrow from Artford Village, back into Barrow, down Barrow Harbour, down Church Hill, into Feenit, and come in past Tralee Bay, in as far as Mount Hawk, and out to Artford.
Like a convoy of tractors.
A convoy, exactly, is what it is. Our first one we done actually was in 20 during lockdown. I know.
You didn't break the 2 kilometre rule, I hope.
No, there was no. Yeah, it went crazy. We done it for the frontline workers.
Lovely.
It was actually Brendan Griffin and Aileen, his wife, that came on to me and asked me, is there anything we could do to support him? As you know, at the time, they were flat out and crazy, crazy times. So, I mean, I'm involved in vintage, and you know, we couldn't have a soccer match, so a tractor run it was. And we didn't think it would be massive now with social distancing and with you know, a limit on how far we could travel and what have you. But I think 136 showed up that day. So
incredible.
Or 26 or 36, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So we raised a great amount for them. We came in here to Tralee, shut it down. We done a drive by the hospital and back out to Artford again in a thunderstorm.
Stop. Really?
In June, yeah. It was the worst day you could have ever picked.
But you went ahead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got that far into it. There's no stopping now. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
So we'd like to break the record this year and 237 tractors if we could.
Oh, that I've a feeling you might break that.
Well,
right,
I hope so.
Martin.
I hope
yeah.
so.
130 is the aim. Shane, you must get all kinds of weird and wonderful fundraisers for Cry, do you, down through the years?
Yeah, like in fairness, because we're totally self-funded. We don't get any funding from the government. So we rely solely on these wonderful fundraisers that help us to provide the emotional support into families, you know. So it's just fantastic. But yeah, we've had different sort of fundraisers, and what we used to do as well is put on soccer tournaments, and for, you know, speaking of my own brother, we used to do soccer tournaments and we'd donate the money to Cry. So yeah, like you get all sorts. It's just wonderful. It's just wonderful, and it's amazing the support, the community outreach that is there when people want to come together for such a wonderful organisation in memory of people like Lily, you know.
So. Yeah, and did you say you do an amount of screening as well? Did I hear you say that earlier?
Well, it's screening is a big part of it. I suppose that the main thing around screening really is if you have any concerns or we don't really want to frighten anyone out there, but I think it's important for listeners to understand that approximately 70 to 80 young people under the age of 35 die every year in relation to in Ireland from sudden cardiac death. So screening is the way to go. But if you have any concern or worries around this, just talk to your GP and ask if your concerns then warrant a referral then to either the cardiac centre in Cry in Talla, or there's also other screening centres in the Heart House, the Heart House and the Mater in Dublin, and CHI for children in Crumlin as well. So that's the important thing to know about screening, really.
And so the money that you raise, like tractor runs and things like that, that Martin has mentioned, it's all that money will go towards screening and towards other support systems for families
absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely, yeah. I suppose it's two pronged in many ways. It's the screening, but there's also research they do. There's a lot of research that goes on as well. But the family support program and the screening, and if, I suppose in many ways the family support program is a massive one, dear one to my heart, because it allows us. To I'm a volunteer with that program, and it allows us to give emotional support to families like Lily's family, and like my own family would have got support back in the day as well. You know what I mean? So that's where the money goes. It's for a fantastic cause. But the screening is part of that as well, obviously. And there's many things like what we do. We facilitate online monthly support meetings. We do family therapeutic days. We bring families together. We do men's walks. We have creative workshops, and we're mentoring families as well. You know, so we do an awful lot of different things with that money. You know.
Yeah, it sounds like Cry Ireland, Shane, is one of those organisations that you probably wouldn't know it was there until you needed
it. Until it comes to your door.
Until it comes to your door. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Martin, to come back to yourself. So I'm not sure if you told us, when is this on? What's the date for this?
The 9th of August. We run.
What day of the week is that?
A Sunday.
Sunday the 9th of August. And yeah. Describe what the run of the day is.
Registration for tractors begins at 11 o'clock in the green in Artford. You can't miss it. Come into Artford, you'll find us. The run starts at 1:30. So in the green, we have loads of activities for kids, face painting, games, penalty shoot, all that. And we have tractor balancing, if you've ever heard of that.
Tractor balancing, okay.
It's a big one. It's actually the All-Ireland. So that'll be good. It's put your tractor on a seesaw and that's pretty much what it is.
It's a visual one that I can't get my head. I'll have to go out on the day.
You'll have to come out on the day for sure. We have that. That's a big one. There's lots of activities there's for kids in the green all that day until about 5 that evening. Mm-hmm. You know, it goes on, and the tractors return back to the village, and most of them will. And there's refreshments for them, food for them afterwards, you know, that goes with it. And pretty much enjoy the day if the weather is fine.
And then you head off at what time?
The tractor run leaves the village at 1:30.
At 1:30?
Half one.
Heads, what's the route like?
We head back past the church in Ardfert, and we head on down for Barrow. We go towards the Tralee Golf Course, and we come around the Lower Road in Barrow Harbour, up to Churchill Cross. We take a right there down Churchill and come out in Feenit at the Lighthouse Cross, and we make a left there and into town past Tralee Bay, past the Oyster Tavern, up to Mount Hawk Cross roundabout, and left back into Ardfert Village.
Okay, so people can be on the lookout for you on that day.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They won't miss us. They won't miss us.
No, they won't. And in terms of how people can support, I mean, when you say you have to register, does every tractor that takes part pay X amount of money?
There's a registration per tractor is €20. There'll also be a bucket collection on the day for traffic passing. And I'm sure they can contact Cry and donate on the phone. People that can make,
Martin as well, there, Martin, and the Gaynor family for doing this fundraiser in Lily's name. It's just extraordinary what they're doing, and we're so grateful. And if anyone is listening today and they want to get in touch with Team Cry, we'll be there on the day as well. If they just want to come up and have a chat or just a query, we'll be there. You'll see us there. You'll see the blue t-shirts. You'll hard to miss us. The phone number, just Elaine Whelan is the coordinator. And her number is 087-217-4205. So you can just ring her, you can send a text, leave a voice note for her. And there's also a helpline phone number, free phone number, you'll get through to the volunteers like myself on 1-800-714-080. And we're on the usual social channels, so, you know, cry.ie, and we're there on Instagram and Twitter and all for all that kind of stuff as well, the social media stuff. And if you want to donate, you can donate online as well, cry.ie.
Yeah, I've a feeling you'll definitely pass out the 137 tractors
and go one further.
Yeah. Listen, great to have you both on
the
programme.
Thanks a million,
Deirdre. Thank you for joining us, and best of luck with the tractor run.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And that was Shane O'Flynn, a volunteer with the organisation Cry Ireland. And that, by the way, stands for cardiac syndrome. Or sorry, I'm saying it right. Am I saying it right or am I saying it wrong? Cardiac, C-R-Y, cardiac risk in the young. Ireland. So CRY stands for cardiac risk in the young. So Shane is a volunteer with them and Martin is the organiser of the tractor run taking place in August. We'll take a break, folks. We've a load of comments to read and we'll be back with those.